Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The law protects free speech in public schools. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, various cases come up now and then, especially with situations in schools, public schools, and now that children are back in school, it's always good to know for students and teachers to know their rights that the U.S. Supreme Court has given them. They don't shed those rights, those constitutional rights to freedom of speech or expression at the schoolhouse gate.
Absolutely. In fact, that's a quote from the United States Supreme Court in the Tinker versus Des Moines Independent School District case, that you don't shed your constitutional rights when you enter the schoolhouse gates, and that's for both teachers and students. You have a First Amendment right to freedom of speech. And certainly students have a First Amendment freedom of speech right. We have a case that involved the Franklin Public Schools in Wisconsin. In the spring of 2024, that school flagged a student video about the Easter holiday as, quote, inappropriate for broadcast, close quote. And they denied showing it in the school's weekly news and entertainment program known as the Saber Roar. A Franklin High School senior produced the video for a class assignment in the video production class and did so according to the guidelines set forth by the school officials, which was to deliver an informational and/or historical production on a future event. The video included interviews of a pastor and fellow students about talking regarding Jesus, a central figure, obviously, in the Easter celebration for Christians, and how he has changed their lives. And that was part of what the student was able to do. Students were asked to do a video about a future event. Easter was a future event, so he did a video about it. He showed the video for a near final version to his class and received mostly positive feedback from students, but school officials deemed the video too religious and refused to broadcast it to the school on the Saber Roar. The school district officials indicated that they wished to avoid controversy and angering parents over the potential religious advocacy of the video.
Yes, but listen to how they discriminated. Before they denied this video, school officials had aired other students' videos on various topics such as Black History Month, Halloween, Ramadan. So we have a clear example of discrimination here, saying, well, you can't air your video on Easter talking about Jesus, but we can have Ramadan?
Yeah, and Ramadan video featured Islamic religious beliefs and discussions on reading the Quran, fasting, prayer, and even displayed the sights and sounds of the Islamic call to prayer. So that was allowed, but this person's video on Easter wasn't allowed. I'll never forget years ago when we had a case involving a Seminole County school district in Central Florida. And they had a talent show that was student-initiated, student-led, so the students could have their own talent show of whatever they wanted. They could do songs, they could do acrobatics, whatever. This particular Fellowship of Christian Athletes group wanted to do a performance, and they were just going on the stage back and forth waving flags, and they did other kinds of performance to the song by Carmen, We Need God in America. Mm-hmm. And so the song was playing in the background, and everything went off without a problem. The next day, on the intercom for all the students to hear, the administration came over the intercom, and they apologized that they allowed the FCA club to have that performance the day before, that they would not ever allow that again.
Wait, they gave them permission to do the dance, but then they go back and apologize because they did the dance and said,
we'll never do it again.
We need God in America?
Well, and the fact is, after we filed suit that it was a violation of the students' First Amendment rights, I remember sitting in our conference room at our office, and the school board attorney was on the other side, and one of our representatives of the FCA club was there with me. And the attorney said this one thing, And he actually, we had the words of the song in front of us. He said, had they stopped the song here, everything would be okay. But they included the next sentence. What he's referring to is it says at the very end, we need God in America. He said that would have been okay. But then the next sentence, as it comes to the very end, we need Jesus in America. He says it was that that caused the problem and stepped over the line.
The name that is above every name that burns the beards of those who don't like him.
Yeah, so yeah. That's the difference here. It reminds me of that because yeah. Ramadan's okay for all the things that they wanted to show in that video, but Easter's not because Easter obviously centers on Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing that happened. Well, we ended up winning the FCA case. In this particular case, we sent a demand letter to the Franklin Public Schools in Wisconsin. Our particular client has now graduated, but we have demanded that in the future, they cannot discriminate against students' viewpoints and that when they have the opportunity from a class assignment, and the class assignment is open like this, do a film production that will air to the rest of the school about some future event. And when you do that and somebody says, well, a future event's coming up, it's Easter or it's Christmas. Someone else does a different event that's coming up. You have the right to be able to share that event, even though it's a Christian event, because that's part of the assignment. Right. That's a student-initiated message. It's not the school's message.
Students can express their religious beliefs in the classroom when it's relevant to the assignment or classroom discussion.
Yeah, and in this case, you know, the lemon test, and this is just even under the so-called lemon test, but the lemon test is now gone. So we even have greater opportunity now that the 1971 Lemon versus Kurtzman decision is gone. But at any rate, we don't even have to talk about Lemon because this is student-initiated, student-led speech. This was part of the assignment. Students have a First Amendment right to speak during non-instructional time. So that's before or after class, in between class, in the cafeteria, on the playing field, wherever they are, where there's no instruction taking place. They have a right to be able to speak. That speech includes verbal. It also includes literature, so you can pass out gospel tracts, you can pass out Christmas cards. And they also have a right to be able to speak in class as long as it's consistent with the subject matter. You can't get up in, for example, math class and start talking about religion unless there's something in that class discussion that focuses on it. Right. But what they can't do is censor someone when their speech is relevant to the subject matter under discussion, right, or their speech is in the context of an assignment and it's consistent with the assignment.
And here the video is about Easter, and it's a historical figure, Jesus. There is proven history and facts that prove that he existed. It's
yeah.
history.
And, you know, obviously if they're going to allow these other situations like Ramadan, they must allow this other student with regards to Easter. So when you're going back to school, if you're in public school, there's certainly a lot of rights that you have. We have information at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, regarding students' rights and teachers' rights in public school. If you have questions, you can go to our website. You can call us at 407-875-1776. You can send us an email at liberty@lc.org. That's liberty@lc.org. But I would encourage you to learn your rights.
Right.
In addition to what we've talked about, you have a right to have Bible clubs. And like, for example, we've represented not only Fellowship of Christian Athletes, but other Bible clubs, but especially we've represented Child Evangelism
Good News,
Good
Clubs.
News Clubs after school.
Right. And also remember the little boy we represented who was giving out Bible verses in his lunch break, and they tried to stop him from doing that.
Yeah, yeah. And that was picked up on Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
He was in California.
They threatened to arrest the parents.
I know.
Remember that? He was giving out Bible verses. The mom... That's an interesting...
In front of the campus during his
the mom
lunch break.
Would actually give her son a Bible verse and put it in the lunch. So every time right. he would open up his lunch bag, there would be a Bible verse. So other kids wanted to know what that was, and he told them. And so he started to hand out Bible verses to the other mm-hmm. classmates because they were interested in the Bible verses. And they said no, and they came to the law enforcement, came to the parents' house and they threatened to arrest the parents if the little kid came back to school and gave out any more Bible verses during lunch.
But he has a constitutional right to do that.
Well, you know, the school didn't go very far on that one.
Yeah.
They didn't fare well. Just a warning, if you're thinking you're going to do the same thing.
Or off, you know, in front of the school or whatever, you have a right to do that.
Well, for more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. If you have a situation that you encounter, lc.org is right there, and you can go to the Legal Help tab and fill out the information, and we'll contact you regarding pro bono legal assistance, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.